This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome inside for KER Politics. We're changing our subject matter around kind of the last minute here. Some of the news that's come out that Jimmy had and I have been chatting about for the last, almost an hour now, is absolutely unbelievable. And Jimmy has put together a list of links verifying every single thing that we are going to be talking about here. So I would like all of my liberal friends to please go to the links and see that we're not just poking fun at people. I'm going to talk about various subjects here. And Jimmy, I want you to start out if you would, please.
Well, I mean, there's so many things that have happened this week that are right. So far out of the norm for American, you know, either traditional American politics or actually what people actually what they want. We've talked about this before. This administration is doing things that, you know, on the border with less than, you know, when less than 30% support. He's doing, you know, things on the economy that are actually, you know, creating inflation. He's firing federal employees, forcing businesses to fire people that don't get vaccinations. Before he's even got a letter out for it, and it's becoming unbelievable. But here's one that really, really takes the cake. His administration, according to the Wall Street Journal, and we mentioned it, you know, we'll mention it a little bit later too, but they're asking for $450,000 per illegal immigrant that was separated by the Trump administration in 2018, which means up to nearly $1 million to a family that was illegally coming to the United States, breaking the law, was separated because of the Trump administration's policies for either stay in Mexico or, you know, because of basically trying to control the border. And they want to give away $1 million. How the heck? One, can we afford it? But two, how the heck do they think Americans are actually going to support that when 75% of the population want to control the border better? And here's my only justification from their perspective. They have focused immensely on hating Trump. They're using anything they can to fire up their base and the extreme progressives in order to try and continue that dialogue. By doing this, they're bringing it up and saying, oh, well, you know, Trump separated families, which was an argument that was successful for them in the run-up to the 2020 election. I think the same thing's happened with Terry McAuliffe. He's trying to run against, in Virginia, for the governor's race, he's trying to run against Trump and not Glenn Youngkin. I think they're missing the boat completely. They are so controlled by the progressive left, and they are so believing their own rhetoric and their own lies. And the influencers there are, one, either completely evil and trying to destroy this country, or two, so politically incompetent that they're going to destroy themselves. I'm hoping it's the latter.
I'm afraid it's not going to be, Jimmy. There are too many people who have fallen under this spell, for the lack of saying. A good friend of mine sent me an article a couple of days ago that I also want to offer to all the listeners. Just give me an email address. You post them on the site when you comment. You guys give me an email address. I'll send you all this information. It's really, really damaging to our country. There is an article that a friend of mine sent me that is basically stating that Donald Trump on January 6th attempted a coup d'etat. And this fellow believes it. He said, I'm really concerned. And you mean to tell me you're still considering supporting Trump? I'd like you to read that article, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very interesting. I am getting so involved in this stuff, I'm going back to drinking is all I can say. It's amazing.
Don't do it.
Our country is absolutely going in the toilet. Absolutely. Al Sharpton wants President Biden to give more power to the Vice President, Kamala Harris. I mean, I suppose that's based on the great job she did on the border when Biden put her down there. I would love to be a mouse in a room where Biden is having what he thinks is a private conversation with some of his confidants. I think he's the one who's going to get hurt the very most in all of this. Any comments?
Well, we had reporting this week that Jill Biden was asking for ways to impeach a vice president. Now, that reporting, we don't know how detailed it is or how effective it is, but insiders and some people that have very close contacts are worried about this internal struggle between the Biden team in the White House and the vice president's team. And we've known from the beginning that people had expected Kamala Harris, the Democratic Party, and some people wanted her to be able to move into that position if Biden, you know, failed. And he's failing pretty hard, as well as his, you know, capacity is incredibly right. limited. So there's an internal struggle of fight, and it's like Game of Thrones right now in Washington. Who can stab each other in the back? And it's not just in Washington. It's also in New York. We see Letitia James, the attorney general, who went dramatically after Andrew Cuomo, the former governor, for sexual abuse, completely overlooking him putting 15,000 people into retirement homes, forcing them back under COVID and them dying, completely ignored that, but getting him on something that the left and the progressives would support, which was a woman, you know, womanizing thing. Mm-hmm. So now she's announced her candidacy for governor. So here she takes him out, and then she now steps in to fill the void. This stuff is incredibly, incredibly divisive, and it is third world. I've lived in many, many countries, and I have not seen this level of corruption in any place that was moving more towards the West. We are moving way, way, way towards authoritarian and corrupt leadership that we cannot trust anymore.
The comment that I want to make is everything that Jimmy and I are talking about right now, and most of this credit has to go to Jim, I have to tell you. Everything that he has brought up to me and everything that he is talking about and everything that I'm talking about is all on the internet, and we can provide links to every single topic. The one that I think is really interesting is there was a joke about California mandating that second graders visit gay bars. That actually happened in Florida. I have the link. All I can say is, I sure as heck, if I had a second grader, I wouldn't want them indoctrinated into something like a gay bar. That's simply not appropriate. Jimmy, continue, please.
Yeah, so we see this complete uprising with parents that are frustrated over gender education for kindergartners through, you know, K-5 students, through any level of education in our public schools. You see this huge pushback against critical race theory, which is divisive, which alienates and paints white people, white children, as something like something they can control, as like bad and evil. And people are pushing back on it. But some people are actually doubling, tripling down on it. Terry McAuliffe did in Virginia. And then this example of, you know, a school board member chaperoning a trip to a gay bar for little kids. And if you look at the menu choices of what this place has, and they, you know, they're proud of it. These people are proud of doing this. And it just, I'm going to reiterate it. It's the crazies running the nut house, man. We have gone, they have taken so much power. And Americans have been so neglectful in understanding their local politics. Now they're having to stand up and say, wait a second, what happened? And we're beginning to see some pushback. And I think in the next segment, I can give you some areas that are actually starting to show some serious pushback. But I wanted to end one more here for this segment. You know, the Biden administration is mandating the vaccines. 20 people went and sued the government. The government came, you know, for the Pentagon and contractors. A judge actually said, you can't do that. And the Biden administration said, we don't care. That's how corrupt we've got. That is how corrupt. This administration does not care what the judicial, the equal, separate, but equal branch of our judicial system is doing.
Hey, you guys, we're going to be back here. We're going to be back here in probably no more than about 30 seconds. Stick around. This is really getting fun.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with the Corlin Economics Report. It really, really is very straightforward politics on this particular hour, though. This particular half hour, I guess I should say. No, it's not half an hour. It's an hour. Big Al, what's wrong with you? I want to read you something that I saw on a very, very established website. It's called Citizens Free Press. Here's a quote. California school system to feature mandatory second grade field trips to gay bars. Satire about California became reality in Florida this week. Todd Starnes reports teachers at Wilson Manor Elementary School in Fort Lauderdale took their students to a gay bar and grill. Photographs show the boys and girls inside Rosie's Bar and Grill, decked out in rainbow colors. The bar advertises itself as a place for LGBT diners and their allies. Now, I'm not throwing stones at people in that particular universe. I just think something like that is very inappropriate for kids in early elementary school. Any comments on that, Jimmy?
Well, as I mentioned previously, if you look at the menu offerings in there, they are disgusting, and they all allude to male sexual activity, homosexual activity. So,
I don't even want to repeat them on the show. I'm looking at it. You know?
Yeah, I wouldn't talk about them. I wouldn't do it actually around my children. I wouldn't do it around anybody because I just think it's inappropriate to talk that way. But for the instructors, the teachers to think that there's some value in doing that seems to me to be indoctrination. And when children are young, they're looking for leadership. They're looking for adults to pattern their lives after. And that's why it's so important to have a mother and a father, you know, and a family for them to be successful, to do well, to have good examples of life. And what we're seeing from the left, from the progressives, is completely undermining the family, undermining those role models, and taking away any masculinity, or taking away actually femininity, and I think it's an intent to neutralize the values of our nation in order to achieve political ends. And those political ends are basically Marxist socialist ideology, that we're all equal, that we can control it. But it's really people that are manipulating those ideologies for their own power. And that's what the problem we're facing right now is. Very powerful, influential people are manipulating populations, saying that this stuff is good, and people are following that mindlessly and destroying our
minds. I don't mind discussing the subject. I discuss it all the time with friends. I don't mind that at all. I just don't want to see that subject discussed in a venue where the participants are, let's say, under the age of 12 years old. I don't want to see that going on. That's wrong.
Well, that's my point. My point is that by doing that, you're indoctrinating the children.
Yep.
You're trying to get them to approve and appreciate and potentially abuse those same children, or turn them into your ideology. And that's very, very divisive and very dangerous for the kids. I agree with you. I don't want to see it.
Jimmy, let's talk about some of the information that you have gathered up that we can send to people if they are interested in hearing this from somebody other than ourselves. Because I know we're going to have a ton of people who will, and I will take the responsibility personally. You're doing so much work on research, Jim. I'll take the responsibility of getting all of this information out, and I want to tell you so you know when to expect it. You guys out there and gals, I will take a break every single hour starting on Monday and put this information out. Every hour I'll take a break. Anything new, any new requests, and they'll come out. I can't do it over the weekend. I'm going to Seattle to take my kids trick-or-treating, my two twin grandsons.
Well, let me finish. Let me go through this real quick. So the issues that I've got information for are basically the GDP, what the problem with the McAuliffe campaign trying to cover up different things and then actually fabricating accusations, you know, really bad politics. The investigation in Wisconsin by the Racine County Sheriff that shows illegal ballot harvesting in Wisconsin that may affect the outcome of the election. I've got a bunch of articles, a couple of articles on that. The $1 million to illegal aliens separated at the border. And, of course, Tucker gives a very good summary of what crazy events going on, Tucker Carlson. Vaccine failures. The FDA approving the vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds with a three-month trial. And the review panel said, we don't even know if this is enough to make it work, but we'll try it on them. So they're experimenting with children. We've crossed the threshold of any sanity in governance right now. And this administration and the people that are running it are absolutely out of control. 2% GDP growth, absolutely devastating to the American economy as we're trying to come out of the pandemic when it was expected to be in the 5 to 7% range. This investigation, there's so much going on right now that is really detrimental to our nation. People have to pay attention to it. I'm going to give you a little bit of hope, though. The Wisconsin investigation by the Racine County Sheriff may force the state legislature to rethink the certification of their election. Of course, we know what's been going on in Arizona. They have a lot of information of fraudulent voting there. And, of course, Pennsylvania and Georgia also have investigations that are ongoing. Based on what the Biden administration is doing, you just really can't believe that 81 million people voted for him. If we find out that there was a lot of corruption going on in here, it really changes the perspective of what's happening. Also, Durham investigation. Real clear investigations. That's a subset of Real Clear Politics. They are going into detail on what the Clinton campaign did in order to fund opposition research and set the FBI, the CIA on the Trump administration like dogs, you know, like investigators will actually investigate the Trump administration. And it was all a political setup. And there's a lot more information coming out on that with Sussman being indicted. He was a Perkins Coie and a Clinton, very close Clinton confidant, a Perkins Coie lawyer, as well as Mark Elias, the guy that was involved with the McCauley campaign right now in Virginia that he was hired on at the last minute. There's a lot of crazy things that are happening right now. Of course, the Biden administration saying that the Afghan, that there were 1 to 200 Americans left in Afghanistan, then coming out say there were 300, and then this week saying there's actually over 430 Americans left there by their own estimates, and that does not comprehensively call that out. You know, it's just all the failures, all the things that are happening right now are really threatening the stability of this nation.
Well, I want you to remember Al Sharpton, your good friend, is now telling President Biden he really, really needs to give Kamala Harris more power, probably because of the great job that she did when Biden put her in charge of the southern border. Jimmy, you know this as well as I do. Let me tell the listeners, we're going to be right back to finish up the show with another half hour. Thanks, Jim.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a three-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The investigation into former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo leads to a criminal charge, forcible touching, a misdemeanor. This coming after investigators poured over hundreds, maybe thousands of documents. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple explains why they settled on this charge.
We didn't want to muddy the waters and throw a bunch of charges out there and see which one sticks. This charge fits the allegation, and it fits the evidence that was obtained by our criminal investigators.
Cuomo due in court November 17th. The University of Southern California admits Friday it mishandled sexual assault allegations against a fraternity. USC's president saying Friday she knew last month of at least five allegations of drugging and sexual assault at Sigma Nu, but those allegations just coming to light in recent days. The northern lights may be visible in parts of the continental U.S. this weekend. The U.S. Space Weather Prediction Center says the aurora borealis may be visible Saturday night in the far northeast, upper Midwest, and Washington State. This is USA Radio News. Parents may soon have the option of getting their young children vaccinated. The FDA on Friday issues emergency use authorization for Pfizer's vaccine for kids 5 to 11. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona on ABC News.
We know vaccines work. It's the best strategy we have battling COVID-19. And I encourage, when you're eligible, to get vaccinated and breathe a little bit easier, not just because you're vaccinated, but because you know you're protecting those around you.
Pfizer says the vaccine is 90% effective at preventing symptomatic infection. The vaccine still needs CDC approval before shots can be administered. The CDC advisory panel meets Monday. World leaders find something to agree on. At the G20 summit in Rome Saturday, they endorse a global minimum corporate tax of 15%. The White House calls the agreement historic. Administration officials tell CNN this will reshape the rules of the global economy. Formal approval expected Sunday. The Atlanta Braves take a 2-1 lead in the World Series to beat the Houston Astros 2-0 Friday night at home. Game 4 Saturday night in Atlanta. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for the second half of the KE Report. Got a bit of a treat for you right now. A good friend of Jim's and mine is a fellow by the name of Martin Cognac. Martin wrote a book entitled Losing America, Our National Crisis of Legalities versus Judgment. Wrote it under a pen name, and I applaud him for doing that. Talks about subjects like family values, free speech, gun rights, ethics, and morals. On the one hand, and he also talks about socialism, liberalism, voting machines, illegal aliens, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa on the other side. Very interesting book. You can pick it up if you'd like to. It's a very quick read. The book is around 150 pages, but he says, in my opinion, everything there is to say about what's going on in America today. Just click on the logo, if you would, that I've included with this particular interview. Jimmy, why don't you start us out, bud?
Well, I just want to thank Martin for coming on the show, and of course, congratulate him on writing the book. You know, Martin is he was our neighbor here for a while, and then he moved down to Sparks Arena, somewhere down there, Martin.
Yes, I'm in Sparks.
In Sparks, and so. He escaped from the cold, wet Pacific Northwest down to that dry, sometimes cold, sometimes hot Nevada desert. Pretty neat place. And we've had a lot of discussions up here on before he left on different issues that were facing the nation. And I think at one of the last meetings that we had in our book club, We talked about some of these challenges and what's happening in America. So what did you do with your book to capture some of those thoughts and ideas? Can you give us just a minute or two of the general idea of what you wanted to do with this book?
Well, actually, yes. Basically, the title itself and the table of contents says just about everything about what's going on in the country. The invasions. Basically, the book is an episode of four different types of invasions. We've got the invasions of physical invasions of people trying to get into our country illegally from every direction on every border. And then second, we have invasions of foreign religious factions, such as the Muslims, which we know they're already in our country and are creating problems. And they're totally incompatible with our culture, philosophies, morals, laws, and whatever. And third, we have invasions of political thoughts and ideals that are destructive to our freedoms, our economy, our futures, and it's not only from Muslims and other foreigners, but amazingly, it's from many of our very own citizens, judges, political leaders, and wealthy leftist billionaires. And then the fourth invasion is we got physical invasions of lawless American citizens, paid for and inspired by leftists and socialists, that they're American citizens that protest, riot, and create civil disorder, and they want to change America, or they hate Trump, or both. And so these things are mainly within our, two of these items are kind of outside of our borders, and a couple of these other invasions are from within our borders. And so I've expanded on that throughout the book, and in total, including the prologue and all that, the book's about 170 pages, and anyway, I enjoyed reading it. It was kind of surprising to me how easy I thought it was to write, but it says about everything you need to know.
Martin, I'm going to get your opinion on a couple of things. I think the main problem in our country right now is perhaps a little bit different. I mean, I don't have a lot of time for BLM. I don't have a lot of time for Antifa. I don't have a lot of time for illegal aliens, etc., etc. But I think the reason those particular factions are getting pretty strong right now is purely and simply because ethics and morals in the United States right now they're both really slipping. And I believe they have been slipping since probably the early 1960s. You got a comment on that?
I certainly do. Listen, I don't know how much time you want to give me on this, but I've got about 3 minutes. If I could have the space of 3 minutes, I could go over a pretty good bunch of issues of what is bad at the moment for the future of our country and what is good.
Go for it, Martin. Go for it.
Okay, the future of our country, and now here's what I think. I think the future of our country is about 50-50, and it's very iffy, if that's a catchy phrase. So I'll just very quickly try to tell you what I think is bad. Number one, we've had a general breakdown in our respect for law. We've seen it all over the cities, burning stuff, and then the police stand by being told by the mayors, oh, just let them riot. What in the heck's going on? So we have generations of children and voters that are poorly educated in civics, ethics, morals, religion, economics, the Constitution, and personal responsibilities. Plus, liberalism dominates our colleges and institutions of higher learning. Okay, another issue. Many billionaires are supporting liberalism, such as BLM and Antifa, and general lawlessness, and they're even supporting funding and encouraging illegal aliens to flood our borders. Now, these are American people. These are American billionaires doing that. And then the mainstream media powerfully influences most of the general public. And the majority of people vote for Democrats. And that's proven by the very fact that the Democrats control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. And remember, no politician is in office unless the voters put them there. And that is not a good sign for the future of our country if the people and the mindset of is the majority of the people that think like that. That's scary. And then,
you know, Martin, it's a... Oh, go ahead. Continue.
And then, of course, we have much of the very popular social media that promotes Marxism and censors many of the conservative books and internet broadcasters. We've had a catastrophic breakdown in the family values, family units, and attendance at churches. That fits into the religion part of all these ethics, morals, religions, and economics business. And then the next thing I saw, and I'm seeing right now, is that everyone sits on their butts way too much watching TVs, computers, and smartphones while they get fat and lackadaisical. This isn't good for a society. TV and video games are a lot more fun and attractive than watching politics, which is very important. Now, I remember when I was young, I didn't care about politics. And it's only when I think most people get older that they do start paying attention.
Well, I think there's any question about that. Martin, we're going to have to take a quick commercial break, right? Not right now. We got about 45 seconds right now. So just chat for 45 seconds and we'll take a quick commercial break. Go ahead, bud.
Okay. Well, now we're seeing many states, cities, and city councils. We've had a general breakdown of respect for law and support of our police, military, and the Constitution. And then people are now, because liberal issues up there in the White House, we got people getting paid way too much for not working. There needs to be a larger gap in the amount paid for welfare versus minimum wage, because people are not going to work unless there's an incentive to work. You know, so the rhinos and these government policies are killing us. And then, of course, external forces are in play for one world economy. And in countries like Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, you know, totalitarianism.
Martin, got to cut you off just for a second and take a real quick commercial break, and then we're going to be right back. Jimmy and I are chatting with Martin Cognac.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Welcome back, chatting with Martin Konyak, a buddy of both Jim's and mine, published author. Pick up his book, you can get it on our site. It's called Losing America. It's a very, very concise argument, very effective argument, not necessarily totally pessimistic, a lot of optimism in it also. Just click on the link and we'll get you a copy of the book. Jimmy, take it away, bud.
Yeah, so Martin mentioned, you know, what we've got in the White House right now with the House, the Senate. Well, the Senate split 50-50, the House with a 10-seat majority, which is actually only a 5-seat if it flips, changes the power in the House. And then you've got Joe Biden, who apparently got 81 million votes, most popular president in American history, yet people in stadiums all around this country and in streets and on the radio yelling out, "Hey, let's go, Brandon," which is a kind of a funny twist on what people were saying with the F.U. Biden. In many, many areas. So you're seeing a breakdown, and what I believe is actually a true representation of what happened. And the reason why I'm saying that is there is more and more information coming out about the level of corruption involved in our election system. And at the presidential level, and in, of course, in the Senate races in Georgia that really changed the Senate, to this 50-50 split, there's questions out there that need to be answered. And I have hope that the level of dissatisfaction with the population of what this administration is doing and the understanding that there may be, in fact, questions that need to be changed. So political, left-wing journalism publication actually commissioned a study. It's a massive study. It's like, I think it's like 35 pages long. 35% of Americans right now think the election should be overturned. State houses, congressional seats were all won around the nation by conservative ideas, and we've got more people that are standing up for America in some of those positions where some of our previous Republican leaders or conservative leaders turned out to be not so conservative. Right here in Washington State, Kim Wyman, the one senior elected Republican official in the state government as Secretary of State, who was responsible for election integrity in a mail-in ballot state, is now moving to Department of Homeland Security to be the election integrity chief. And I'll tell you, my wife and I both got two ballots on the same day for two different addresses because of mail-in, because they automatically send out registration. So the way they cheat in Washington, the way people are cheating, is they're sending in change of addresses. They're getting, just before the election, they're getting a second mail-in ballot. They're spreading those ballots around. They may be moving into a district that they wouldn't be in, but they don't even have to move there. They just say they're moving there, file their registration, and then come back. And it's happening just like that. So bottom line is we need more election integrity, because I think the reality out there is people, and what are people starting to realize, this administration is not legitimately representing them and may not be legitimate at all. And that's an important question. And so I want your ideas of how we change that and what you think, what your indicators are of a more positive future, Martin.
Well, you've hit on a critical part of my book, in that I've gone to great lengths to try to explain why, Trump won the election, but Biden got the election because of inappropriate voting and manipulations and all that. Let me just briefly talk about one last item of vital concern, because it concerns our military. And Jim, you as a respected military guy, I think can appreciate this. I think this is vital, that our military is controlled by our liberal president. We've seen, we hear about militias and gun groups and all these other armed protesters wanting to get these liberals out of office. But as long as the president controls the military, any kind of armed protesters would be easily squashed. I mean, you can't have that. Generals have quit and retired. The conservative generals have quit and retired, and the liberal generals are now in charge. And I'm telling you, I'm an ex-military also, and the military people are generally, they're going to be good soldiers. They are going to obey orders, and they're going to take their orders from these generals that are liberal thinking and all that. And so, if we had a different administration that was conservative, maybe we could apply the military to get these illegal aliens out of the country, take care of the Muslims, and do whatever's necessary. But it is not going to happen under Biden. Now,
I have to agree with that 100%, Martin, and that was one of the reasons that I couldn't support Biden, aside from the fact that I'm not really sure that he's holding the reins to this particular wagon. But, he changed dramatically in his philosophy regarding the United States when it was apparent that somebody else was going to put him in office. He changed meaningfully. Go ahead, Martin. Didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to bring that in.
That's all right. Well, let me change to what's good. Let's have something enlightening here. First off, I think the midterm elections look promising. It's just like Jim was saying, we're seeing a lot of people that are very excited about Trump still being influential in our political process, whether or not he runs again or not, because perhaps his age or whatever. But we're seeing other good conservatives stepping up to the plate, like our Florida governors and things like that. So the midterms elections look promising, and maybe if we get both seats in the Congress, the Senate and the House, maybe we could stop the stuffing of the Supreme Court if necessary. And if the Senate is in power, we could veto any nonsense proposed by the House of Representatives. Now, the second thing I'm seeing is that people are beginning to push back against this COVID mandates, and they're seeing the huge mistakes that we've had by shutting down businesses. These are two separate issues. Where the economy and these businesses is a separate issue in my mind from the COVID. We could fight the virus by whatever means, as social distancing, whatever, but the economy, we have never ever in the history of the world shut down an economy because of disease. That's like tripling or, you know, the damage. So in the past and in the current and future border invasions, they're massive. These border invasions are impossible to ignore. And that's a good thing by the general public, because you can't hide that impact that's going to be, you know, impacting our court systems, criminal systems. They're carrying diseases that we don't know about. They're allowing terrorists, potential terrorists that we don't know about. And so that's an important thing. And I think the border states, in spite of the feds just letting all this border stuff go rampant, the border states are responding independently of the federal government, and they're trying to protect their own states from alien invasions. Now, that's good. I think the key issues right now, this next election and upcoming issues, is skyrocketing inflation, crushing debt, the supply chain issues, and everybody is experiencing some kind of shortage in their day-to-day needs. People are not going to ignore that. It's affecting them personally.
Hey, Martin, we've only got about 30 seconds left, but I just saw from the Wall Street Journal that the Biden administration is trying to offer immigrant families separated at the border in 2018, $450,000 per person in compensation. And this is unbelievable. So you talk about destroying America, you talk about getting people pissed off. I think the border crisis is also going to be one of those issues.
Wait a minute, Jimmy, real quick, I need a yes or a no. Are you saying the government is offering illegal immigrants $450,000 per person?
Wall Street Journal is reporting the Biden administration is in negotiations to do that.
$500,000 to come into the country per person?
Per person, for a separated family. That's $1 million a family.
Well, what we have here is something that is obviously illegal. Martin, thanks so much, bud.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with-